Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville location. And this week, we've been talking about our church's mission statement and taking a look at our five core values. And today, we want to talk about our third core value, which is authentic community. And our passage for today is found in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. And here, Paul is giving us instruction on how to navigate relationships within the church, how to navigate relationships in a way that honors the Lord. And in verse 12 through 14, he writes this. He says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." He says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." You see, authentic community doesn't occur within the context of perfect relationships. I think there's often an assumption that community should be easy in the church, that everyone should get along, everyone should be nice to each other. But the reality is that the church is not a group of perfect people who have it all figured out. The church is a group of broken people who have simply recognized their need for Jesus. And here, Paul is reminding us that community, authentic community, it's hard work. It's messy, and it requires that we humble ourselves and that we pursue unity with other believers. And he gives us a few instructions on how we are to do this. First, he says that we are to clothe ourselves with Christ-like character, meaning that we have to actively put on things like compassion and kindness, humility, and gentleness. And the reality is that these qualities, these virtues, they don't come naturally for most of us. They are not the natural response by many of us. But they are a byproduct of the Holy Spirit working within us, which means that we have to submit ourselves to the power of God's Spirit working in our lives, making us more like Jesus. Second, Paul says that we are to bear with one another and to forgive each other. You see, Paul assumes that people are going to offend us, that people are going to hurt our feelings at times. And when they do, we are to bear with them, he says, meaning that we're patient with them, we're gracious, and then we extend forgiveness to them just as God through Jesus did for us. You see, we can't have true community without a willingness to forgive and to ask for forgiveness when we mess up. We have to be willing to forgive just as God forgave us. And then thirdly, Paul says that we must put on love, because love is what unites all of these Christ-like qualities together. And love is the highest calling for us as followers of Jesus. It's the highest virtue that we can strive for, because God himself is love. And because God has so loved us, therefore we are to love one another. Listen, authentic community, it's hard. It's messy at times, but it is so worth it. And we need other believers in our life, because we were never meant to follow Jesus alone. This was never meant to be something that we do by ourselves. We were always meant to do it within the context of community. And so I want to encourage you this year to make a commitment to pursue community. Maybe you're already connected with a life group. And I would just say, rather than just showing up to your group once a week and maybe answering a couple of questions, pursue community, pursue relationships with the people in your group. Check in on them throughout the week. Spend time with them outside of group. Take time to foster true community and relationships with the people in your group. But maybe you're not already connected to a group. And we would love to help connect you with a group of believers who can encourage you, who can hold you accountable, who can care for you, who can love for you, because we want you to experience authentic biblical community this year. And so I'm going to pray for us now, and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. So God, we thank you that you have designed us for relationships, that you have put people in our life who sharpen us, who encourage us, who challenge us, who ultimately make us more like you. And so, Lord, I pray that we would seek to pursue community this year, that it would be a priority for us, that we would humble ourselves, that we would pursue unity, that we would clothe ourselves with Christ-like character when it comes to those relationships, and that our relationships with each other would be a picture to the world of your love and your care for us. It's in the name of Jesus that we ask all these things and that we pray. Amen.